Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending September 25th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Construction of 4 field hospitals prompted by rising number of COVID-19 cases. Jamaica's government is taking steps to handle the significant rise in the number of COVID-19 cases by building 4 new field hospitals. The hospitals will add an additional 152 beds, bringing the total number of hospital beds dedicated to COVID-19 patients to approximately 500. The first field hospital with 40 beds was a gift from the United States government and is sited on the grounds of the Chest Hospital in St. Andrew. A second 40-bed facility will be established at Mandeville Regional Hospital as a joint project between the Jamaican and Canadian governments. Additionally, 2 36-bed field hospitals will be funded by Jamaica's government, one at the St. Joseph Hospital Complex in St. Andrew and the other on the site of Falmouth Hospital in Trelawney. Passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg marked by Jamaican lawmakers in the U.S. Jamaican leaders and judges in the United States expressed sadness at the passing of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died of cancer on September 18, 2020, at the age of 87. Congresswoman Yvette Clark noted that Justice Ginsburg had been a champion of equality for all and justice for every American, regardless of race, gender, or background, since 1980. Jamaican-born Sam Walker, Supreme Court judge in Westchester County, said Ginsburg inspired many judges to believe in the same belief system she exhibited, which was fairness and equality for all. Mitchell Fanger, a Jamaican lawyer in Florida, said, "Justice Ginsburg was the face of equality in the fight for women's rights." This week's Caribbean news. Venezuela's once thriving oil industry now falling apart and damaging Caribbean sea environment. The oil industry in Venezuela is breaking down due to years of mismanagement, reduced prices, corruption, and an embargo imposed by the United States in 2019. These elements have combined to bring about the collapse of the industry's aging infrastructure, which now poses significant environmental dangers and a growing ecological disaster in the Caribbean Sea. Crude oil is gushing from a cracked underwater pipeline at the Cardón refinery, and natural gas is escaping from a second broken pipeline nearby. These leaks are just the most recent examples of trouble for the region's environmental health. Oil spills have endangered corals and rare marine life near Morrocoy National Park, while an oil vessel rusting in the Gulf of Paria has been called a ticking ecological time bomb. Christine Borelli, international liaison for the non-profit Sosa Rinoco that focuses on damage to the environment in Venezuela, says that if efforts are made to fix and restart the oil centers and refineries, this will only lead to more leaks and more damage from underground pipelines blowing up. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Jamaican woman from St. Catherine participates in largest maritime exercise in the world. Princess White, a Jamaican from St. Catherine, is serving as a seaman with the United States Navy and was a recent participant in the biggest international maritime exercise in the world, the Rim of the Pacific, or RIMPAC. White is a retail services specialist on the USS Dewey, which operates out of San Diego, California. She is responsible for the management and operation of all retail and service activities on the ship, including its store, vending machines, coffee kiosks, barber shops, and laundry facilities. She noted that the characteristics of values required for success in the U.S. Navy are the same as those she was raised with. RIMPAC is held every year to help participants develop and maintain cooperative relationships to ensure safety and security at sea. RIMPAC 2020 was the 27th exercise in the series, which first began in 1971. This week's business news. Hotels in Jamaica face bankruptcy as locals want lower prices. Many hotels in Jamaica continue their fight to remain open even months after the nation reopened its borders on June 15, 2020 to visitors and tourists from around the world. At the time of reopening, it seemed the hotel industry was well positioned to recover, having over 35,000 visitors in only 1 month. However, the industry is still in trouble, according to Omar Robinson, immediate past president of the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, JHTA. Hotels are running through their cash by staying open with occupancy levels as low as 10%. He said hotels are grateful to Jamaica's government for the reopening, but operating at 10 to 30% of occupancy does not translate to profitability for the businesses. Lower occupancy means less employment, and while the JHTA had proposed a 90-day extension of a 4-month layoff period to provide hotels with more time to recover, trade unions rejected this proposal. The election in the United States, combined with its COVID-19 problems, has reduced the number of visitors from the U.S., a main market, to Jamaica. In response, many local Jamaicans have called for hotels to reduce their rates for residents so they can contribute to the industry. This week's arts and entertainment news. MasterCard chooses coffee to be brand ambassador to Jamaica. MasterCard announced that it has formed an exclusive partnership with Coffee, the Jamaican reggae artist and Grammy Award winner, that will make her the firm's official brand ambassador in Jamaica. Coffee and MasterCard will use their partnership to develop awareness about digital payments and provide education to customers and merchants about the wide acceptance, convenience, and security features associated with MasterCard's electronic payment options. Marcus Carmo, the head of marketing and communications at MasterCard's Caribbean division, noted that, as one of Jamaica's youngest and most talented musicians, Coffee, who remains grounded and humble, gives back to her community, and the decision to partner with her reflects the fact that her creativity, philanthropic spirit, and authenticity align with the company's values. Coffee is the first official MasterCard brand ambassador in the Caribbean. She said she was excited to be part of the firm's efforts to educate and raise the financial literacy levels of Jamaicans. Now for this week's sports news. Jamaica's driver, Alex Powell, hopes to recover in FIA World Karting Championship. Jamaica's Alex Powell is hoping that he can recover from recent performance setbacks and make a flawless showing at the FIA World Championship for Karting in November 2020. Powell, who has been recognized for his potential in the sport, suffered unfortunate consequences at the OK Junior FIA Karting European Championship in Germany and at the South Carda Karting Meet in Italy. He believes these events served as a dress rehearsal for the November competition in Portimão, Portugal, however, and that those occurrences have made him more intent on success as he looks to the main event. 12-year-old Powell was one of the youngest drivers to compete at the European Championship. He made history in 2019 at the age of 11 when he became the first Caribbean driver to sign on with a Formula One F1 team. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at turnitupradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.